Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio with your host, DJ Jane OG, on the 1, 2s, and 3s. Get everything you need to see in this crazy illusion that we call the world. With that being said, I want to say peace to the goddesses. Gods known and unknown. It's peace to the ancestors known and unknown. It includes you, includes me. So hopefully, first off, I want to say hope you've been having a good week. If not, hopefully next week will be better. We'll go from there. Today, the topic for today's show is what is intuition? Now, a lot of people get it misconstrued, exactly what intuition is and, you know, what it's about. So, we kind of want to clarify a little bit about intuition so people can actually get the right definition of what it's about. So with that being said, hold on a second. Let me make my brother's mic hot. What's going down with it, brother?
What's going down?
You got it. I was just telling people about you know, what intuition, what is intuition, and hold on a second. Let me get into some actual knowledge of what that is. now, the definition, if anybody happen to look up what intuition is, the definition is the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. And this is their definition. They give another definition, a thing that one knows or considers likely from instinctively feeling rather than consciously reasoning. That's one aspect of it. Now, the occult way of looking at intuition is the power or facility of attaining to direct knowledge or cognition without evident rational thought or interference, immediate apprehension or immediate cognition, knowledge or a conviction gained by intuition. And let me give another aspect of it. The landscape of spiritual workers and healers is wide and ranging, from tarot readers to mediums, to astrologers, to numerologists, to empaths. These are the labels they use to define themselves, but more often than not, they follow their main label up with another description, which is meaning intuition. Most of us think our intuition as our gut feelings, the instincts that kick in when we feel like something is off or a bad idea. Sure, it can keep us from going on a sketchy blind date, but our intuition doesn't usually help us commune with the other side or divine future events. To a better idea of what our intuition means to people working in spiritual spaces, we pose the following questions to five such people. How do you define the intuition for yourself? What aspect of your spiritual practice and work benefits from your intuitive skills? As a mystical person would say, intuition might be sound. Some people say people would describe their abilities in a high, sensible, practical terms. Intuition is like a muscle. You need to train it and use it regularly to maintain its strength. Intuition is best utilized to channel through a more tangible medium, like numerology or tarot. And more resoundingly, they also made it clear that everyone, spiritual or not, does have a sense of intuition that they can hone beyond their gut feeling. It's just up to the individual whether they choose to do so or not. So, that being said, before I give my soliloquy, you got anything to say about that, brother?
Yeah, I was taught, you know what I'm saying, that intuition is the beginning, because there are three I's, three words would start with an I that I was taught, and it go in this order: intuition, inspiration, and then finally illumination. All three of those work together as a triangle. It's one of the triangle laws. It's a bunch of triangle laws. And they come in threes, but intuition has two other things that it works with, and to make that trinity. It works with intuition starts, and then inspiration whenever somebody gets inspired, and then illumination. Mm-hmm. They may be like the highest form of it, like dreams and stuff like that.
Mhm.
They start dreaming about stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what's up. Now, today, also, I want to let the family know, we're going to actually do this full disclosed conversation. Normally, I have the vibe and talk of the day, but I'm going to save them for part two, because I'm going to do a part two tomorrow, and I got a lot of information on that, so we're going to do a part two tomorrow, but today is just going to be just a family conversation. So I'll let y'all know. So don't be, as a disclaimer, don't be alarmed. It's still us. So, yeah, I totally agree, though, bro. That's tight. I like how, you know, you broke that down into three different principles. What I wanted to talk about is reason why I wanted to talk about intuition is because a lot of people, it's offline, me and you have had this conversation before, what I've said, things like, you know, people hear a voice in their head and would tell them that, hey, something told me I should have did this, or dang, I should have ordered this, or I should have ate this, or I should have drunk this, or I should have went that way, or I should have went this way. And those things that are telling people that is their intuition. And this is actually like a breakthrough for me, because now I can actually break it down to another point of view for people to understand. So intuition is not necessarily, a lot of people consider intuition as being your second thought, but actually intuition is actually your first thought. It's up to you to either doubt it or fear. So with that being said, okay, I'm going to the first question of today's show. Now, since we know that intuition is something that is bigger than, you know, most people think it is, for one person that's trying to, I guess, unlock this potential within themselves, what would you give them as techniques to do to unlock the intuition within themselves, male or female?
I would basically, it's all about how you can focus. I'll probably give them like telepathy techniques and breathing techniques at the same time, and visualization techniques, so they can visualize and learn how to control all three, and like that those are three things. And if you know, and if you, they can practice, they can learn how to control all three of those things. They'll know how to stable their mind, they'll know how to attract things to them at ease. They get good with their skill, and then you know they'll start having dreams and like you know more vivid dreams, more awakening up, like more research. It makes them want to go do more research, the more stuff that happened to them like that. And then it'll unlock more knowledge for them and stuff.
That's a bit. I appreciate that. That's I totally concur. I totally agree. Yes, it will open people up to have dreams, because it's funny that you actually said that. I'm not going to name names, but I have people in my family that have told me, that are grown, by the way, and they have told me that they don't have dreams. Like, they don't have dreams at all. They don't daydream. When they go to sleep, they don't night dream. So
they're not focused enough.
There you go.
Like, it's actually techniques that you do right before sleep. If you want to dream about something and stuff like that, it's like you have to actually engage yourself, engage your mind, into saying that you are going to dream whenever. It's like hypnosis. Like you tell yourself you are going to dream. You stay focusing on dreaming when you go to bed instead of just focusing on sleep. Because if you focus on sleep, you're going to stay asleep. If you focus on dreams, you're going to sleep and be woke.
I like that. Now, you touched on some while ago that I can't just let it just pass. You talked about techniques of getting to this. So if you don't mind, can you share one of the techniques with the people? Oh, hold on a second. Let me make the our brother is online as well. Let me make his mic hot. Hold on a second. What's going down with it, Buggy?
What's going on?
You got it, you got it. I don't know how much of the conversation you caught, but Trippy was just about to give the people, you know, a technique to help people dream, because I'm pretty sure you might have heard about people that, you know, grown people that say they don't dream. So go ahead then, Trippy, with the technique.
Well, it's like more of a telepathic technique. You have to train yourself to, to throw your energy, like, you know what I'm saying, through your eyes. You know what I'm saying? You have to learn how to throw your energy out, like, forward. And most of it consists of, like, the moment between when you inhale and when you exhale and stuff like that. You have to learn how to throw your energy out, sort of. And it'll make you focus more and stuff like that, and not, you know what I'm saying, proper breathing too, but you know, when you do techniques like that. And basically you can like count those breaths or whatever, and throughout your day, if you want to stay like that, like it's really like to raise your vibration. But like as far as telepathy go, like whenever you use, like it's, you have to train your eyes, like you would know, like you actually see like the little waves that you throw out when you get focused enough. And if you look up in the clouds, you'll see like little portals. You'll see like a portal. You'll see a whole bunch of stuff when you get that focus. But it's all about concentrating on one point and stuff like that, and mainly your thoughts and stuff, visualization, stuff like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And to Buggy, yeah, that's deep right there, bro. And to Buggy, I wanted to give him the synopsis on what today's show was about. This all started with I asked the question, what exactly is intuition? And with that being said, and what the Trippy just said, what you got to say about that, Buggy? You know, what is intuition to you? Go ahead. Sorry. Yes, sir.
I guess it's a feeling that you get that something is going on. Like, you might have a feeling that something's about to happen. I guess it's something like a psychic ability, I would say. Something like a psychic ability. It's like your psychic. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if people have it, but they say women intuition and all that, but men have it also. It's nothing but it's nothing but like a psychic ability that you foresee something, or you don't even have to see it, you just get a feeling, you know.
Yes, that's true. Now, I'm glad you kind of touched on that. That was actually part of my second part I want to get into. The reason why I wanted to do this particular show about intuition is because I had a good dream last night, and I'll go into details tomorrow, because I want to do a part two of this show. And the dream that I had, just to sum it up, basically it was in order for me to, okay, basically I was locked in this room, and I wasn't chained up or anything. I wasn't in handcuffs or anything like that, but I was locked in this room. And the only way I can get out of this room is by using my intuition. I had to know without knowing. And I wanted to ask y'all, have y'all ever had an instance, or have y'all had an occasion, have y'all had an experience with, like, basically somebody presents something to you that at first, as soon as they say it, you didn't know it, but as soon as they say it, you like, oh, man, you know what? I knew that. But you never really thought of it before, but you kind of like, whatever they can say to you, you already knew it without knowing it. Have either one of y'all had any experience with that, or, you know, an occasion like that?
Well, I have had an occasion on how, like, if somebody was saying something, and you'll be thinking like the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
Or it'll be like when they say something, and like you say, you'll say, "Yeah, I knew that," because you had already thought of it before, and you had already answered it. And then when he brought it up, it was just like, I was just saying the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. What about you, Trippin?
Yeah, it's basically that same way. I could be thinking something this way, but I ain't gonna say it. And then when somebody else say what I'm thinking, I'll say some shit like, I was thinking the same stuff. I'm thinking the same way or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like energy, because it's just like while you talk about a person and then they'll walk up.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Or you can be talking about a person or they'll call. It's like the energy that's sitting there, you know, in the universe, that it's so much energy that you actually speak them up. You either speak them up, or you can even think them up, you know, and then they'll either call or they'll show up. You know.
So, and basically what you're saying is that you think that is a form of intuition?
Not just intuition. Intuition to me is like a psychic ability.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a superhero, like Spider-Man. You know what I'm saying? He had like Spider-Man. That wasn't number intuition.
That's what I was about to touch on, bro. That's what I And right now, at this very exact moment, that's exactly what I was about to touch on. It's funny that, go ahead, I'm going to let you go.
No, I'm going to go ahead.
I was just about to touch on that. And it's funny, though, but that you said, like, a superhero ability, that's actually one of our powers that we actually already have. Like, we already had a bunch of powers back in the ancient times, you know, our ancient ancestors. And we have the same bloodline as they have, so the same things they can do, we can do. And some of the last powers that we have left, one of our greatest powers is actual intuition. So, looking at that in a superhero format, a comic book or something like that, if we use our intuition, it actually can help us a lot in our daily lives. We can make better decisions. We can make, better decisions when it comes to finance. We can make better decisions when it comes to health. We can make better decisions when it comes to relationships. Better decisions when it comes to everything about our well-being. So, with that being said, the third question I wanted to get into is, since y'all both kind of understand, like you said, Buggy, you know, this intuition more like a psychic ability, and since it's like a psychic ability and we all have intuition, I'm going to ask y'all both this question. If we all have intuition, then that means that we all have psychic ability, do we not?
Yeah, of course. That's not that it's just being like a psychic, it's a sense. Like, we got, these are the only senses that we have left. Like you said, we had superpowers. Powers back then, like the ancient ancestry, whatever. They had more. It was actually like a sense. We only got like five senses, right? Those are the only five senses that we have left, because we have we're falling into the physical. So those are the only senses we have left. But in order to enhance and, you know, grow and get extra senses, you have to tap into those. But, like, the intuition is a sense, like a psychic sense, like a psychic ability, you know, like a sixth sense or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then, like you said, if you actually tap into it, deep within it, then you can actually enhance it, you know.
No doubt.
It's just like your conscience. It's like...
Yeah. My bad. Triple T, you
want to
add on to that?
Well, like I said earlier, it's stage one. It's the beginning of one of the triangle laws, because intuition comes first, and then inspiration, and after inspiration, the final stage of it is illumination. So intuition is stage one, always stage one. Then you get inspired by it. And enough inspiration, you'll get illumination, like stuff through dreams and stuff.
Yes, sir. Totally agree. With that being said, I like those three steps. Like I said before, intuition, inspiration, and illumination. So, I do like those three steps. And it's crazy, though. A lot of people turn their back on this every day. And, like, they turn their back on themselves, because me personally, I think that, like you said, bro, those three steps, actually that kind of talks about your crown chakra. And through my research, the crown chakra is the only chakra that's, I'm going to say I put it like this. The other chakras that we have are attached to our body. But when you talk about the crown chakra, that's the only chakra that we have that is not attached to our body. And we need to learn more about that and learn how to increase that. And the reason why I brought up the crown chakra is because that is where your intuition lies. So your intuition is basically, what I'm saying, it's not physical. It's spiritual or metaphysical, if you want to use that, which means above spiritual or above science. So, yeah, definitely. With that being said, let me see here. Dang, this would not load up for me. I had a book that I was going to read a passage out of, but it would not load up for me. But anyway, I'm going to keep going. Getting to my last question of the day, and we'll go ahead and sign out. Buggy kind of touched on it a little bit, which is also intuition. Why is it that people always focus on women's intuition and they never talk about men's intuition? Like, we don't have intuition just like they do. Do you think it's a sexist thing? Do you think it's a biased thing? Or maybe the guy, maybe guys, males like us, we just are so out of tune with ourselves that we just don't use it at all. And women can use it a little bit more than we can. And a lot of people say that women use it more than we can because they're more emotional. They're more feeling. And we don't have emotional and feelings like they do. Do you think that's true or false?
Well, I think it's true because it's just a simple fact that we as men don't really get in touch with our feminine, you know what I'm saying, feminine side or whatever. You know, the women are more in tune with that because they are female. So if it's supposed to be a female intuition that, you know, that has to do with intuition, if anything female or that has to do with intuition, then the only way that, and we wouldn't call it female intuition anyway, you know, so.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess since they call it intuition, then they don't believe that they have that, and they'll call it something else. But if it's supposed to be as far as like a female trait, then in order for us to actually tap into it, you'll have to actually tap into your feminine side, you know, because we both have we both have both sides. The women have a male you know, male side and a female side, and you have to be able to tap into both.
True. Trippy, you want to add on to that? What do you think?
Well, I mean, in most cases, in general society, that's true because women have been symbolized to be the overall health, you know what I'm saying, professional. They're supposed to be on top of not only physical but spiritual health and mental health. I mean, they're the symbol of beauty and health and fitness. So they get into all of that anyway because they're designed to, you know, even when, you know, like as they grow up, they're designed to be in some of that. Some of them don't. It really depends on how they were raised. But mainly, you know what I'm saying, at the most, they'll deal with makeup and fake hair and, you know, stuff like that. But some of them get to stage 2 and 3 and actually start taking care of their body with it and stuff like that and start getting into, you know what I'm saying, more spirituality. That's like step 2, step 3, but they all got that sense. But it's just to a certain degree, some want to stop at, you know, fake hair and, you know, nails and makeup. Some want to stop there. And you got other ones that do that too, and they get the knowledge and get more, you know what I'm saying, start doing yoga and running and all that. You got that step 2, step 3 one.
I totally agree. Yeah, I totally agree. Both of y'all points. Just to add on before we get ready to sign out of here. And it, to me, it's like Buggy kind of touched on and you touched on as well, Trippy. You know, it's always, you know, it's a disclaimer between the two. It's like a male, female, a male intuition is different than a female's intuition. Everything is always a pro and a con. So it's like it always,
okay.
People are always going to look at, you know, whatever situation it is, as okay, if if I don't do this, then that means I'm not tapping into my female intuition. And a female, if I'm not doing this, I'm not tapping into my male intuition. So it does go hand in hand, one and the same. And like Trippie said, that, you know, it's crazy because women do have a higher intuition than we do, but if they choose to use it for lesser things like makeup, fake hair, and things of that nature. So I totally agree with both of y'all. But with that being said, we're going to go ahead and sign out. Just about out of time. I appreciate y'all brothers calling in. We're going to go ahead and sign out, man. Yeah. So, yeah, peace.
Peace, God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.